fired.
I'm Scott Pelley.
The epic clash that led to 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley's termination.
Turmoil and shockwaves.
Scott Pelley, fired.
What was the final straw?
Then, hostage standoff. The women in the window.
Subjects got people on their knees.
Cheers at the moment of rescue.
And what we've learned about the hostage taker. Was the bomb strapped to his chest for real?
And sole survivor of a family massacre.
The mom and five of her kids gunned down by their father.
Why was he spared?
This might hurt some people for me to say.
Plus, holy war. The nuns versus the celebrities.
A little bit of a blessing.
As the nation parties like it's 1999.
Then the 84-year-old usher still working at the movie theater.
Hunched over, hauling a cleaning cart. And the angel at the movies who is changing her life.
God bless you.
Oh my gosh, it was the best reaction you could ask for.
Plus, ceiling collapse. And sizzling summer swimsuits, 2026. Now, Inside Edition with Eva Pilgrim.
Hello and thanks for joining us. It's the longest running primetime show in television history. But today there's major drama at 60 Minutes after the firing of correspondent Scott Pelley. As Stephen Fabian reports, he was given the axe the day after he blew up at the new management.
The nation's number one news program is making news of its own today.
We want to share with you some news about ourselves and longtime 60 Minutes correspondent Scott Pelley.
I'm Scott Pelley.
After 37 years with the network, Scott Pelley has been fired.
Turmoil and shockwaves at CBS.
Scott Pelley fired after speaking out about management.
The ouster followed a dramatic staff meeting on Monday that introduced the show's new executive producer, documentarian and best-selling author Nick Bilton. What qualifies you to be in this position? Pelley reportedly asked Bilton, telling him he would never be welcome here. Pelley also lashed out at the editor chief of CBS News, Barry Weiss, accusing her of murdering 60 Minutes.
Those were words that were fighting words. You rolled the bomb into the newsroom.
So what sparked Pelley's outburst? Well, there have been lots of changes lately at 60 Minutes, which premiered way back in 1968 and remains a ratings powerhouse. It's considered the most influential TV news program in history.
Last week, Barry Weiss fired the executive producer Tanya Simon, several other senior producers, and high-profile correspondents Sharon Alfonsi and Cecilia Vega. Today, CBS News is denouncing Pelley in a blistering termination letter. You hijacked my first meeting with staff with remarkable incivility and contempt, the new executive producer Nick Bilton told Pelley, calling it a display of hostility enacted in front of the staff instead of a civil private conversation. The New York Post joined in the attack, calling Pelley pompous. But the veteran TV correspondent is defiant today. 60 Minutes lost its DNA when our entire senior leadership and two of our best on-air correspondents were cruelly fired. The principals I hold dear are gone.
60 Minutes has won a record-breaking total of 150 Emmy Awards. Tense standoff today in California after cops say a man entered a building with a bomb strapped to his body, then barricaded himself inside with 10 hostages. After 15 long hours, the hostages were all freed, the suspect dead. So who was he? Jim Murray tells us what we've learned, including a bizarre video he posted during the standoff.
A stunning end to a hostage drama today with the rescue of 10 men and women who work for the local school district. Their ordeal started Tuesday at 1 p.m. after cops say a man with a bomb strapped to his chest took the hostages at this office building in Bakersfield, California.
The subject possibly has a makeshift detonator and wires coming from under his shirt.
During the standoff, two hostages could be seen from the window, one appearing distressed, wiping her brow.
The subjects got people on their knees.
The standoff ended after law enforcement says they shot the hostage taker dead. Now comes this bizarre twist. We're learning the crazed suspect was convicted of child sex crimes 12 years ago. He took employees of the school superintendent's office hostage, reportedly upset over not being allowed to see his daughter.
I was never detained.
During the standoff, the hostage taker, Anthony Scott Searles Harris, uploaded this bizarre self-made documentary, proclaiming he'd been wrongly convicted of the child sex crimes. I spoke to his former public defender, who called his client a narcissist. When you look back on the case 12 years ago, do you feel your client was wrongly convicted?
No.
So he was guilty in your view?
Yes.
Today, law enforcement revealed harrowing details of the standoff.
The suspect advised he had explosives attached to his person, which our personnel could see as well. He also told law enforcement that additional explosives had been attached to some of the hostages.
The FBI's hostage rescue team was deployed all the way from Quantico, Virginia, on the East Coast.
They're our version of special forces for the FBI. At approximately 4:30 a.m. this morning, that's when the hostage rescue team neutralized this subject.
Cops say the suspect was dishonorably discharged from the Army in 2007 after going AWOL. It's a heartbreaking tragedy. A mother and five siblings murdered by the father who then took his own life. A whole family wiped out except for one lone survivor. He spoke at a vigil about the unimaginable loss. Brooke Anderson has the story.
His mother and five siblings were slain by their own father in what police are calling an act of pure evil. Now he's the family's sole survivor.
It's hard to even think that this is even real. I'm still in denial.
Police say Ryan McFarland first opened fire on his wife Lisa and three of their children, aged 13 to 20, inside their home in Muscatine, Iowa. Then McFarland drove to two more locations where he shot to death two of his wife's adult children from a previous marriage.
We have a subject on the bike path. He's got a gun to his head.
After fleeing to a nearby town park, 52-year-old McFarland reached out to police and had the nerve to blame his wife for the slaughter. Then he pulled the trigger one more time while he was on the phone with cops and killed himself.
While talking to Ryan Willis McFarland, he took his own life.
Today, 22-year-old Jonathan finds himself the sole survivor of his family. Somehow, Jonathan summoned the strength to speak at a vigil for his murdered family less than 24 hours after the gruesome crime.
I just wanted to say that I will forever love and miss my mom, Lisa, my sister, Riley, my four brothers, Dakota, Austin, Mark and Ryan.
Then he surprised many when he had this to say.
And this might hurt some people for me to say. No matter what is being told to me, I will always love and miss my dad, Ryan.
Ryan McFarland has a lengthy criminal history ranging from felony convictions to child endangerment and fraud. The excitement building for the NBA Finals, the New York Knicks taking on the San Antonio Spurs. Many of the stars who are always courtside in New York are expected to fly to Texas for tonight's big game. But the San Antonio Spurs have their own secret weapon, a group of nuns. Here's Anne Recogliano.
They're the breakout stars of the NBA Finals.
They've been fans since the 90s.
Catholic nuns bringing a divine blessing to their team, the San Antonio Spurs.
The Salesian Sisters of St. John Bosco on San Antonio's west side.
But the New York Knicks have a secret weapon of their own, the Pope, who recently gave his blessing to this Knicks fan in Rome.
Go Knicks! Yeah!
So what's the connection? The Pope went to Villanova University, same as three Knicks players. Tonight's NBA Finals sets off a rematch for the ages. Fans are going to party like it's 1999, which was the year that the Knicks and the Spurs last faced off in the finals. Tonight at the world's most famous arena, Madison Square Garden, it's a complete sellout, and that's just for the watch party. Die-hard Knicks fan Timothée Chalamet and girlfriend Kylie Jenner are expected to be courtside in San Antonio. Also expected, actor Ben Stiller. Back in 1999, he was on Celebrity Row with JFK Jr., who died 23 days later in a tragic plane crash. Knicks superfan Spike Lee was also there 27 years ago, and he'll be back tonight.
I know you were getting on a plane right after this, going to San Antonio.
Right.
You can have courtside seats there.
Want to do what we do.
Finals fever is pulsing across the Big Apple. This subway stop was painted blue and orange, the colors of the Knicks. Liberty Bagels is getting in on the action with special hand-rolled blue and orange bagels.
Delicious.
And it's being reported President Trump plans on attending Game 3 of the finals on June 8th at New York's Madison Square Garden. Now some nail-biting video that may have you running for cover. That's the ceiling of a living room coming crashing down. Just before this happened, the family called a contractor to check out a ceiling leak and talk about luck. They just missed being hit by all that debris. Now, video that will break your heart. A hunched over elderly woman working at a movie theater cleaning up garbage. When a young theatergoer saw her, she knew she had to help. Allison Hall reports.
An elderly woman is spotted emptying trash inside a movie theater. Would you believe she works there? The 84-year-old woman looks frail and hunched over as she hauls the cleaning cart through the AMC theaters in Maryville, Tennessee. Movie patron Brooklyn Green was shocked to see the old lady hard at work. She had gone there to see the new family comedy, The Breadwinner.
Dad, the door is locked.
There's a window in the back. We'll crawl through that.
I didn't even talk to her. I didn't know her name. I didn't know anything about her.
Brooklyn was so moved when she got home, she set up a GoFundMe with this appeal. My goal is simple. Surprise her with financial support that could help ease her burden and allow her to enjoy the retirement she deserves.
So you saw her and you thought, okay, this woman is very elderly. She's working so hard. She deserves a little help.
I was just thinking, you know, I'll post this. We'll get a little tip for her and I'll bring it to her and just say, here you go. Hope this helps retiring you if that's something you want to do. But it exceeded that by far.
You can say that again. Total strangers have now stepped up, raising $146,317. Here is the moment 21-year-old Brooklyn presented Mary Eron with a surprise check.
Thank you so very much to all the wonderful people that have donated money.
And get this, Mary doesn't plan to retire. She says she plans on continuing working for now. It's just the latest in a kind-hearted strangers helping out elderly folk who are still in the workforce. Last week, we told you about the airport worker seen shuffling down the tarmac, refueling planes. And who could forget the DoorDash delivery guy who needed to continue working to pay for his wife's medicine? Now comes the angel at the movies.
So sweet. And speaking of the movies, Jennifer Lopez has a new rom-com, and heading to the premiere, she learned that wearing a dress with a long train can be problematic.
She's premiere ready. Jennifer Lopez arrives at the New York screening of her new rom-com, Office Romance. Check out the train on J-Lo's gorgeous gown by designer Miss Sohi. It's caught on the subway grate. Luckily, Jennifer's security team was there to save the day, freeing the trapped fabric so J-Lo could get back and sign autographs for her adoring fans. Later in the night, J-Lo picked up her train as it dragged along the Big Apple sidewalk. What a gorgeous gown, though. She was joined at the premiere by hunky co-star Brett Goldstein. The duo recently addressed dating rumors with the Today Show's Savannah Guthrie.
There's never a time when I'm seen with somebody or working with somebody where they don't try to put me with
that's
the
true.
Person.
That's true.
It's
but
just...
I think if you stand near her, yeah. That's what happens.
That was not an answer.
That was not an answer. It
yeah,
was
you
an
didn't
answer.
Say yes or no.
Coyness aside, J-Lo ended the conversation this way.
Not dating in real life.
Not dating.
J-Lo's rom-com Office Romance starts streaming on Netflix on Friday.
Next, attacked while walking her dog.
I'm thinking these are the final moments of my life.
And the hero who came to her rescue. And sizzling summer swimsuits, 2026. Inside Edition with Eva Pilgrim. We'll be right back.
His incredible voice brought some of the most memorable Disney movie theme songs alive. Now singer Peebo Bryson has died.
A sad day for Disney fans. Singer Peebo Bryson has died of a stroke at age 75. Bryson lent his enchanting voice to the classic Disney films Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast, which he performed a dazzling duet with Celine Dion. What a one-of-a-kind voice.
Celine Dion posted a photo with Bryson at the American Music Awards in 1993, saying he was wonderful and generous to her when they recorded Beauty and the Beast, adding, his voice and talent will be missed. She went out to walk her dog and ended up being brutally attacked by a stranger. Her face was so battered, she was left with damage to her vision. She spoke with Justin Finch about what happened.
Her face says it all. A woman out walking her dog savagely attacked from behind. Thank goodness a heroic passerby in the red hat steps in to save her. He gives the suspect sprawled on the ground a hard kick, enabling the stricken victim to slip away with her dog. Miami cops rush to the location. A standoff ensues. A taser finally brings him down. This is how the victim looked immediately after. She was left with a battered face and damage to her vision in one eye.
He was pinning me down.
And here she is today. Her name is Caitlin Didson.
What was going through your mind there?
I'm thinking these are the final moments of my life. He just continued to punch me and stab me. He was also grabbing the back of my head and slamming it into the concrete, into the pavement.
I also spoke to the hero who came to the rescue, Cassius Bythewood. Turns out he's the founder of a local walking club dedicated to keeping women safe.
I looked over and I just saw a man on top of a woman, what it looked like wailing on her. So I just ran as fast as I could.
You saved my life.
Miami TV station WSVN reunited Caitlin and Cassius.
How are you doing now?
I'm healing, but it's going to be a rougher road. I still can't read. I still can't, use the computer normally, watch TV.
The suspect has pleaded not guilty to attempted murder. When we come back, the hottest swimsuits for summer 2026. Summer is almost here, so we've got a look at the season's hottest swimsuits.
It's the best swimwear for summer 2026. Bikinis have never looked better. But if you like to cover up in a one-piece, well, you can do that in style. At QC Spa on Governor's Island in New York, we're showing you some cool swimwear. This copper-colored bikini has jewelry-like details. And check out this crisscross bag. Here's a classic bandeau bikini. And don't be afraid to wear a piece of jewelry to jazz up your beach look. Traditional one-piece suits don't have to be boring. This green swimsuit has bikini-like straps, and this one has a halter neck.
Both of these suits have really nice cinching and ruching at the waist. This really does help define the waist and gives really great shape.
One major trend, going from the beach to cocktails with ease.
A lot of these suits that we are seeing are very versatile. You can wear them multiple ways.
Start with this one piece, then add what's called a pareo to create a skirt. Or create a halter dress. Now you're supermodel ready for the beach.
It's estimated women spend an average of $25 to $50 on a swimsuit. Still ahead, someone's got a whole new look. Finally for you today, she's giving all the animals on her Southern California farm summer haircuts, but nothing prepared her for an alpaca named Bam's new look.
My alpaca got sheared today. And I'm going to get a first reaction. I haven't seen him yet. For reference, I'll put a picture of what he looked like this morning. Oh, my baby. You look naked. Hi. Oh, poor guy.
What a cute face. And don't worry, like humans, it grows back. We'll see you next time.
Hello, and welcome to Pluto Phone. If you know the name of the movie you'd like to see, just stream it for free on Pluto TV, where all your blockbuster favorites are landing all summer long. Catch Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Fantastic.
The Matrix Trilogy.
Welcome to the real world.
Mean Girls.
Shut up.
Titanic.
I'm the king of the world.
And so much more. For showtimes, press nothing. They're free 24/7.
That is so fetch.
On Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.